Let's read together Romans 12, verses 9 through 13. In these verses, we have a number of directives given to believers for how to maintain peace and harmony in the Christian family. Romans chapter 12, beginning at verse 9. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. All right, let's begin this section now with some background notes. Romans 12 begins the practical application section of Paul's letter to the Romans. In other words, in view of the great doctrinal teachings in chapters 1 through 11 of Romans, how then should we live? How should our salvation by grace through faith be worked out in our daily lives? In verses 1 and 2, we saw what our response should be in reference to ourselves in order to know what the will of God is for our lives. And in verses 3 through 8, we saw what our response should be in reference to the church and the proper use of our spiritual gifts in the body of Christ in order to help the body to grow spiritually and mature. So now in verses 9 through 13, we see what our response should be in reference to fellow believers in order to maintain peace and harmony in the Christian family. In these verses, we have a number of directives given for how we should relate to one another. In fact, we have 12 directives given to us. So these 12 directives will be our 12 subpoints for our one doctrinal point. So here's the doctrinal point. The godly believer practices the biblical directives for peace with fellow believers. The godly believer practices the biblical directives for peace with fellow believers. Psalm 133, verse 1 says, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." It's great when peace and harmony are maintained between all believers, but it's not always that easy. Well, what are the biblical directives for maintaining peace and harmony in the Christian family? Directive number 1, love without hypocrisy. Verse 9, let love be without hypocrisy. Our love for fellow believers should be free from ulterior motives and free from strings attached. Are there any strings attached to your love for your brothers and sisters here in this fellowship? The word that's used for love here is that well-known Greek word agape. Agape love is an in spite of type love. I love you in spite of what you've said about me, or in spite of what you've done to me. Agape love is not an emotional type love, but a volitional type love. That is, it's an act of the will. It is the voluntary denial of self in the interest of others. That kind of love maintains peace in the fellowship. Directive number 2. Abhor what is evil and cling to what is good. Verse 9 again. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Notice how this directive is sandwiched between two directives about love. Love for the family and within the family must sometimes be tough love. It does not compromise with wrongdoing or sweep sin under the rug. Just this past week, a young Christian couple came to me and said that they had a problem. A couple of months ago, they showed love for a single Christian young man who didn't have anywhere to stay and didn't have a job. So they said that he could come and stay with them for a few days in their one-bedroom apartment and sleep on the living room couch. He's still there. And he's not actively looking for work, and he's not actively looking for another place to stay, and he does have some money, but he's not paying any room and board. I said, this is wrong. This is sin. To make a long story short, I counseled this couple, use tough love here. and give him a couple of days ultimatum and then force him to leave. In our love, we must abhor what is evil and wrong and cling to what is good and right. Directive number 3, show brotherly love to one another. Verse 10, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. Agape love is an act of the will. That's verse 9. But here in verse 10, we have phileo type love. That's the warm, tender family affections. And that does involve emotions. I saw this type of love here this morning at our fellowship time. We are a family. We truly are brothers and sisters in Christ. We're not just acquaintances. Let's show brotherly love to one another. Directive number 4, honor one another above yourselves. Again, verse 10, in honor, giving preference to one another. If you had the task of arranging assigned seating for a fellowship meal here at the church, where would you place yourself if the place of highest honor was at one end of the table and the place of lowest honor was at the other end of the table? Where are you going to put yourself? You see, when you honor one another above yourselves, it tends for peace and harmony within the Christian family. Directive number 5, continue to be diligent. Verse 11, not lagging in diligence. Diligent, that is, in the things of the Lord. Don't get lazy in your commitment. Sluggards disrupt the harmony and peace in the family. It's better to burn out than to rust out. Continue to be diligent. Directive number 6, be fervent in spirit. Verse 11, fervent in spirit. Now, what does fervent mean anyway? It's just the opposite of lukewarm. You remember how the Lord rebuked the church of Laodicea in Revelation chapter 3 for being lukewarm? Let's be fervent in spirit. If the Lord were to take your spiritual temperature right now, what would it be? Let's be fervent in spirit. Directive number 7, serve the Lord. Verse 11, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Well, that should be obvious. Why is that mentioned here anyway in this list of directives for maintaining peace within the Christian family? Put the emphasis on the Lord. Serving the Lord. In other words, when we remember that it is ultimately the Lord that we serve, and not just the ornery and complaining brothers and sisters in the fellowship, it does help to maintain peace and harmony within the fellowship. Directive number 8, rejoice in hope. Verse 12, rejoicing in hope. And we can rejoice in hope because our future hope is sure. Aren't you glad that your future hope doesn't depend on the Chicago Bears? Not much hope there. Our future hope is sure and secure because it's in the Lord. And the more we focus on that future hope and not on our problems with fellow believers, the more there is peace and harmony in the fellowship. Directive number 9, endure affliction. Verse 12, patient in tribulation. The word that's translated affliction or tribulation here is a word that includes not just the big trials of life, but the small sufferings as well, due to the pressure of circumstances or the antagonism of persons. Do you have any afflictions like that right now? Is any situation or person in the fellowship right now giving you problems? Bugging you? Do you feel like leaving? Do you feel like throwing in the towel? Do you feel like fighting it out? Don't. What's the biblical directive for maintaining peace and harmony in the family? Endure affliction. Be patient in tribulation. Remember, God knows, and it's not forever. We may have to endure certain afflictions for the rest of our lives. But heaven's coming, all right? It will not be forever. Endure affliction. Directive number 10. Persevere in prayer. Verse 12. Continuing steadfastly in prayer. Prayer is not always easy. I think all of us would agree that we wish we had a better prayer life. I know when I get to heaven, I'll regret that I did not pray more. We need to persevere in prayer, especially to maintain peace in the family. Never stop praying for one another. Set aside more time to pray. I think it was Martin Luther that said he was so busy in the work of the Lord that he had to spend more time in prayer. Persevere in prayer. Directive number 11, share with the saints in need. Verse 13, distributing to the needs of the saints. You know, when Paul wrote this letter to the Romans, he was in Corinth. And one of the things that he was doing there was taking up a collection for the needy saints in Jerusalem. It was important then, and it's important today. Look around you. Are any of your brothers or sisters in need? Is someone out of a job? Has someone fallen on hard times? Share with the saints in need. You know, Margie and I know of a Christian woman who may have fallen on hard times. She's a single mother, and we heard that she's behind in her rent. We have a responsibility to check out that situation and very possibly help her in this need. Sharing with the saints in need is intrinsic to the peace and harmony of the Christian family. And directive number 12, practice hospitality. Verse 13, given to hospitality. Does your home have an open door policy or a closed door policy? If it's a Christian home, it should have an open door policy. Not all the time, of course, but you should be getting together with the saints in your homes as well as here at the church. And don't play favorites. And particularly reach out to new believers and those who need to be drawn closer in the fellowship. Hospitality goes a long way toward maintaining peace and harmony within the Christian fellowship. Well, there you have it. 12 directives. The godly believer practices the biblical directives for peace with fellow believers. What about practical application? Remember to do your daily dozen. Remember to do your daily dozen. Now, how many of you have heard that expression before? I think it comes from the military, and it has to do with a daily workout. You know, 12 physical exercises. Well, it's not a bad idea to do our physical daily dozen. But all of us do need to do the dozen exercises that we've looked at here in Romans 12, 9 through 13. And we need to do it daily, not just when we feel spiritual. We must remember to carry out these 12 directives in order to maintain a peace and harmony in the fellowship. This is pleasing to God. So remember to do your daily dozen.